This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Uzbekistan is an ally in the U.S.-led war on terror, but the State Department has called Uzbekistan's human rights record very poor. It cites numerous abuses, including detentions of political dissidents. Among the victims named in the State Department report is an Uzbek poet and activist who recently spent 70 days in solitary confinement for penning what authorities there labeled subversive poetry. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this profile of a dissident in a post-Soviet land.
Yusuf Jumayev is an Uzbek farmer. Together with his wife, Gulnara, and six children, he raises livestock, vegetables, and fruit at the Chovely Collective Farm in southwestern Uzbekistan. A broken tractor stands in the mud outside his ramshackle house. But aside from being a farmer, Yusuf Jumayev is also a poet and Uzbek political dissident. Jumayev started penning lyric poetry a quarter century ago, then focusing on the common Uzbek poetic themes of love, family, children, and the land. By the early 1980s, Jumayev was known in underground circles for his satirical critiques of Soviet life. Jumayev's iconoclastic style prevented him from being widely published. These days, Jumayev spends much of his time in a makeshift study. It's a dusty room atop the family barn. Banging his middle finger into the keys of a 20-year-old typewriter, Jumayev is scouring his memory, attempting to resurrect his poems verse by verse, poems which were recently confiscated by now-independent Uzbekistan's SNB National Security Service. One such poem is Dr. Moreau. It's based on the 19th-century novel by H.G. Wells about a failed attempt to transform animals into human beings.
Dr. Moreau, hayvandan insan kılmakçı buldun.
Dr. Moreau, you tried to build a stairway to heaven from bales of hay. You've turned foxes into judges. They hide their eyes from injustice. You've brewed up bureaucrats from wolves, turned rabbits into people. Look at our nation. They've submitted their lives to the yoke. Jumayev says he wrote Dr. Moreau during Soviet rule as a parody about communism's failure to create a utopia. But when he was arrested and charged in October with anti-state activities, security officials accused him of slandering Uzbekistan's authoritarian president, Islam Karimov. In 1994, I actually published this poem in a local newspaper, Jumayev says, but the officials now say I was trying to make fun of the president. They accused me of saying the president had descended from animals. The poem aside, Jumayev actually has long been openly critical of the Karimov regime and corruption by local officials. He believes his continued activism singled him out for arrest. Uzbek officials also accused Jumayev of other transgressions, such as giving interviews to the Uzbek service of U.S.-funded Radio Liberty. Jumayev shows off an aging shortwave radio he uses to receive such broadcasts. With Uzbekistan's media under tight government control, shortwave is one of the few affordable ways Uzbeks can get independent information. Jumayev says censorship means there's little hope his works will ever be published again in Uzbekistan. If I try to publish my works, the censors send them back with entire passages missing, Jumayev says. If I send them by mail, they are confiscated. So we pass them from person to person, like under Soviet rule. Western diplomats here hope Jumayev's recent release from jail signals President Karimov wants to improve Uzbekistan's rights record. But Jumayev is not optimistic. He says his 21-year-old daughter has been threatened with arrest for her own poetry. And security officials ask teachers at the local school if his 5-year-old son exhibits radical Islamist leanings. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News. Chovly, Uzbekistan.